What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic Devon Givens with you until 7:15 tonight, an abbreviated show because we have new Sixers basketball. Well, the new guy's not playing, but it is a new era of Sixers basketball here in town as Jimmy Butler officially is a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. What's going on? Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Sixers Heat tonight at 7:30 tip right here on the Fanatic. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Brian Seltzer will hold you down with the pregame coverage right here on the Fanatic. But we have to start off with the debacle from yesterday. It's been discussed all day on the station, and it will continue right now because your Philadelphia Eagles are now 4-5 after an ugly, terrible win. Nope. Loss yesterday to the Dallas Cowboys, 27-20. And it was every bit of ugly in that game yesterday. Just terrible. Starting off the game with the interception. The defense looking terrible. Carson Wentz, as good as he looked for the most part, you can point out things where he wasn't great. The offensive line, the lack of rushing from the running backs because the play calling was not good enough from your head coach and Doug Peterson. The fact that Jim Schwartz keeps being talked about being fired because he was not good yesterday with anything that he did. Yes, we know. He's playing with a lot of banged up players. He's playing with a lot of players who are filling in for the banged up players who are not available. It was an ugly loss yesterday by the Eagles at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys, who were winless on the road, picking up their first win at the link. Your team had a bye. You had a whole week and a half to figure the Dallas Cowboys out, and you could not do that. You only got your new acquisition in Golden Tate involved with 2 receptions, only 4 targets, 2 catches for 19 yards. Nothing stood out yesterday in terms of positive things. Josh Adams, you can look at him and say positively running the ball 7 times for 47 yards, but he only carried the ball 7 times. Ugly loss yesterday by the Birds. Abbreviated show for us tonight, so we want to get right into it with you guys. 610-632-0975 as we discuss this terrible, terrible loss. What does this mean now? Is the season essentially done? Because we at least, and I heard Mike talk about it, we at least expected this football team to make the playoffs, to have us playing into January, giving us some hope that maybe, just maybe, even as good as the Rams and the Saints are, the Eagles could potentially make that run. And then the acquisition of Golden Tate, giving you again that hope and belief that you could actually do something to make the run and get into the postseason defending your Super Bowl crown. Right now, that does not look possible. One of the best run defense, the number 2 run defense in the NFL, and you give up 151 yards, a 7.9 per carry attempt to Ezekiel Elliott on 19 carries. 151, 8 yards a pop. Are you serious? That cannot happen. Especially when you're trying to get things going. You come off the win against Jacksonville, believing that, okay, beat Jacksonville, you get 2 in a row here, you beat the Dallas Cowboys, you move on to the next week, and you have the New Orleans Saints, which is going to be a tough one. You have to capitalize off of things like this, the Dallas Cowboys, and you did not. And right now you sit tied with them in a division. You look as bad as they do. While the Washington Redskins go on the road, squeak out a win in Tampa. Ugly, but they got it done. Now, do you even have the belief in this football team to go out there and do that and execute going forward where you have the Saints, the Giants, Washington, the Rams, Washington again, Dallas, and then the... Come on! Come on! Just a terrible, terrible loss yesterday. And I know a lot of people still want to get things off of their chest. So, again, just giving out the numbers. 610-632-0975. That's my name. If you don't know it, call in. 610-632-0975 as we carry you until 7:15 right here on the Philadelphia Eagles losing to the Dallas Cowboys 27-20. What stood out to you yesterday? Why are we here? Why are we here with a 4-5 football team? Who gets most of the blame from the ugly performance from yesterday in that loss at the Link. Sunday Night Football, while you had an opportunity to let everybody know that you were about your business, that you were ready and prepared to make this run during the second half of the season, and you come up so small at home where even your crowd cannot get into it, because when you would make a big play, score, tie the game up, whatever you did, right? The defense then allows something to happen where the Dallas Cowboys score and makes it look the way it looked, where it was just too easy. It was way too easy. My goodness. It's a lot to talk about. Let's get to it. 610-632-0975 as we start off in Philadelphia with Andy on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andy, what did you make of this game yesterday?
I didn't get a lot to do with tackling. I mean, the saddest part is the field was the best tackler on that team.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott could have scored on that one where he jumped over the defender and he couldn't keep his feet, couldn't keep his balance. And Trey Sullivan was the defender, and all of a sudden, as you said, the turf monster got him. But that's about it.
Yeah, it was actually just a bad game in general. I think that dink and dunk, I mean, they could have taken those guys deep like they did a couple times, and they just didn't do it.
No, I hear you, man, trying to take the dink and dunk. And it's funny because we spoke about that during the pregame show where Dallas takes a lot of the dink and dunk options because that's who Dak Prescott is. But he did hit a couple of big targets for 24, 25, 23, 21 in terms of long. And when they came in the game, Andy, they came in big spots where Dallas needed a big play and the quarterback delivered. He missed a couple, but he did enough to help them get that win, unfortunately. And the Eagles, this was just a bad loss all around, Andy.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Tackling was terrible. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Tackling was bad. You couldn't get to Dak Prescott enough. Yes, they got a few sacks, but not enough to make things. I mean, yesterday, Dak Prescott, 270, only one score, 26 of 36. But when they needed it, again, when they needed it the most on specific downs, where it's third and long, right? And you give up 25 yards when it's supposed to be third and 15. You give up 25. Where is the defense? Yes, you're playing with a lot of backups because Jalen Mills is out. Sidney Jones is out. Now we know that Ronald Darby and ACL, he's out for the season. So you're playing with a bunch of guys who we've never heard of outside of Trey Sullivan, of course, for making the play that he did in game number one and got him cut in the first place. But you're playing with a lot of guys that you don't even, Rasul Douglas, you see why he's on the bench, because he didn't play well yesterday. You could just point out a list of things overall in this game that stood out to you. And tackling for Andy starts off. We're going to get so many other calls from others that point out what their issue was from the game yesterday. And it was just coaching for me, both on the head coach and the defensive coordinator. That was the problem yesterday. Why were they not prepared after having a bye week, a long time to set things up, get prepared for this game against the Dallas Cowboys after a bye week, when again, you can make a statement. You have five games in your division where you will believe still that you are the best team in the division. Five games in the second half of this season, and you lose the first one to the team that you feel like you should be able to dominate. While they have a good defense, offensively, they don't have enough. Yes, Ezekiel Elliott is good, but we've seen the Eagles even shut down great running backs time after time. You shut them down time after time. They did enough with the passing game where the run game was able to work. They can use play action, hit them down the field for some stuff, especially against a bad beat-up secondary. Just terrible. 610-632-0975. Who's to blame? What does this now say for the season for your football team? Dennis and Langhorne joins us on 97.5. Dennis.
Yo, what's up, Zavon?
The Eagles suck, man.
Yeah? Hey, man, you know what? They won a Super Bowl. I know it's tough to take in right now, and I'm trying to put some positive.
That was last year, man. That wasn't this year.
I know it was. I know it was, but Nick Foles still beat Tom Brady. It's very unlikely even to happen. Right?
I worry about that in the offseason when they end the season because they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree, man. But I think right now, with the Jimmy Butler thing that happened on Saturday, I think it kind of took a little bit of the I'm not as upset as I usually would be, you know. And, you know, with the Jimmy Butler trade, I don't think people understand how much of an impact that is for the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, I think they do. They just understand the impact of the loss last night against the Dallas Cowboys kind of stands out right now.
Oh, of course it does, man. But it's not. It's the same thing every week this whole year. I mean, we've been talking about the turnovers, and on the other side of the ball, they're turning the ball and they're not creating turnovers. So you know, it's upsetting to me, Devon. But I kind of really wanted to talk about the Jimmy Butler situation with you because I know right now they're looking at Kyle Korver as well. And I wanted to see what your thoughts were with you know, Korver possibly coming here and what you would give up for Kyle Korver. You know, to come here and provide shooting because, you know, with Jimmy Butler on the wing, with J.J. Redick on the wing, J.J. could have a great guy on Kyle that would replace him off the bench and you want to lose a beat. So I really wanted to hear some impact on that and what your thoughts were.
Well, thanks for the call, man. I really wasn't going to get much into it, this portion of the show later on, but I'll address it, and I see we have Brad who wants to talk about it as well. So definitely give you guys an opportunity to say your piece about Jimmy Butler. Thought it was a good trade overall. At first, if you've heard me before, I've said it plenty of times. I did not want Jimmy Butler, not because I didn't like him. I like him from afar, and I said it plenty of times. Like him from afar. One of the best two-way players in the game. Top five two-way player in the NBA overall. My concern was the body, playing under Thibodeau's style of play for so many years. He's 29 years old. He doesn't have a regular body, if you will, because he plays so many minutes for the Chicago Bulls and the Minnesota Timberwolves under Tom Thibodeau. So, with the body being beat up the way it is, the attitude that he has, and I like a dog. I'm all for a dog. But there are certain times where you just look at it and say, you know what, that might not work in my locker room. And it might not work. Now, I don't think Simmons and Embiid are going to lay down like Wiggins and Towns did, or in Chicago where basically Jimmy Butler took that over because Derrick Rose got hurt and nobody else really was an alpha in that way because of the production on the floor. Joel Kim Noah was already taking a step back. It's a good deal overall. A really, really, really good deal, especially for what you gave up. I just don't want to give him 5 years, $190 million. That's just me. It's not my money, but still, I'm looking at the cap situation with the team. So, looking at the cap situation for the team, I don't want the Sixers giving him 5 years, $190 million. Period. But he is going to make this team better. They're still in the top four because Milwaukee is very good. They're not better than Toronto. You can argue Boston, but they have to prove it that they're better than Boston. On the perimeter, they're going to be a terror. With Fultz, if he's engaged defensively with the length and the athleticism, of course, Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, they are going to be a problem defensively on the perimeter. And then you got the big fella cleaning things up on the back end. TJ McConnell comes in to give you some of those minutes. He's going to be also a contributing factor to that defense where he can pressure the ball, make things difficult as they press up on the perimeter as well to not allow those entry passes to the players. It's going to be a really good defense. Offensively, here's my issue. As good as Jimmy Butler is, and he can score in a lot of ways, I was in the building a couple years ago when he dropped 55 on the Sixers in overtime. Not 55 in overtime, but overall 55. He put on a show. He can score from every level on the floor. He's a much better three-point shooter than he used to be. He's gotten better every single season. Mid-range game is very good. Catch and shoot, pull up. But he's a driver to the basket. He's a cutter. He's a slasher. He has the ball in his hands getting to the hoop the same way Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz do as well. He's never played with someone like Joel Embiid outside of Karl-Anthony Towns who's going to demand the ball like Embiid does, not the way that Towns did, because he didn't. That's where the interesting dynamic is going to come in. Can he take that back seat from time to time? Can Ben Simmons and Fultz take that back seat from time to time and understand it's for the greater good of the team to beat these teams in the East and hopefully represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals now that you've made this acquisition of Jimmy Butler? A lot of good with this. Just a few bad things that I said before the trade was even discussed and now ultimately happened. I like it. I like it a lot because it makes them better, but I still have some concerns. Just some. 610-632-0975. They can clean all that stuff up. Stay healthy. Stop missing like 30 games a year, Jimmy Butler. It would be good. He's not Joel Embiid where he should be missing games or because of rest. Jimmy Butler was missing games because he was hurt. All right, now in terms of Kyle Korver, Dennis was asking, 610-632-0975. Kyle Korver, Second round pick I would give up. I'm not trying to give up much. You probably have to throw in a player to make the salary match because Kyle Korver has a big number on the salary. I don't know off the top of my head, but he did sign a new contract, so he has a nice number per year in terms of that. Off the bench, definitely a sharpshooter, can give you some knockdown jump shot ability, can just come in and give you about 10, 15 minutes and good knockdown jump shot. Defensively, let's not get carried away, and people are going to point out that's not what he's here for. He's here to knock down shots. Defensively, he's a good team defender. He knows where he was supposed to be. Age is caught up with him, where he can't move like he used to, just like everyone else when they get older. But if they were to add him, that would give you a great jump shooter in this league, of course, playing with Embiid and now Butler and Simmons and whoever else is on the team where he's able to knock down jump shots. That would be an added bonus. When will it happen? Have no idea. Will it ever happen? No clue. But Kyle Korver, that's a very good name to add to the Sixers. So that's my Sixers stuff. We'll do more of that after the game, but I know a couple of people still want to talk about it. Brett in Uptown wants to jump in on the Sixers and Jimmy Butler. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Not a lot.
Hey, listen. I told you we was getting Jimmy Butler. You said it was a bad move. Now we got him. Now how you feel?
Well, like I said, I like the move for what they gave up. I wasn't sure if they were going to have to give up Markelle Fultz, who I just have not been able to give up on yet. They did not. They were able to keep him. You know I like Covington and Šarić, but for what you got in Butler and who knows what Justin Patton gives you because he's had the foot injuries his first 2 years in the league, it's a really it's a great move, Brad, overall. Great move. Makes this team that much better.
Listen. Do you remember the other person I said we just succeeded to get?
No, I don't. Who?
Do you remember I said we need to be getting Kemba Walker from Charlotte?
Yeah, Kemba Walker can fill it up.
That's what I said. That's what we need to get. Remember, I told you that. You said you didn't like it, but it's starting to come together. That's so you know, all right?
No, I love Kemba Walker. I just don't know. My only thing, Brad, was the fit-wise, I think it fits, but when it comes to playing off the ball, Brett, thanks for the call. I think he can do it because he's that skilled. Size-wise, I'm not really concerned. It was just because Simmons, how much Brett Brown keeps talking about him having the ball in his hands and all of that. Will that kind of take away from Kemba Walker also being that special guy as well? I think it will work. But then you also have to pay him a big number as well because he's going to get close to $90 million with 90 versus 190. But Jimmy Butler's a really good fit here with this team. 610-632-0975. Donald in Lansdowne wants to jump in on the Eagles here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Donald?
Hey, what's happening, man?
How what's up, Don?
You know, a lot of times we disagree, but if you actually look at the 2015 draft all the way up to the 2018 draft, Harry Roseman has made some big, huge mistakes.
Okay.
And if you look at four key positions, like defensive tackle, okay, within those years, he never addressed it. Mm-hmm. He never addressed running back. He never addressed wide receiver, and he never addressed linebacker. If you look at those four positions right now, we don't really have a third linebacker where we can play with three linebackers on the field because most of the time we only play with two.
Right.
That's an issue. The running back situation, that could have been easily addressed between 2015 and 2018, but they decided to move all the way up for Pumphrey, which was wrong. Then they did another deal where they could have traded back with the Colts and maybe picked up 2 second-round picks. Instead, they made a deal with Baltimore when they could have got Nick Chubb. And Nick Chubb is running like crazy in Cleveland.
Yeah, they traded back, yep.
So this linebacker situation is really unbelievable because of the fact that, teams are running up the middle, gashing us for a lot of yards, and moving the chains and running the clock down on us, where we can't even get in a rhythm offensively to really fight back. And then as far as defensive tackle, we can't stop anybody up front as far as our run defense.
Well,
okay? Because of the fact that Cox is on the field, he's getting double teamed. If he's not getting double teamed, he's tired. and you pull him out.
And they,
we don't
they
have
missed,
anybody in there.
They definitely missed Tim Jernigan to help him out, man. Listen, thanks for the call. They missed Tim Jernigan. Hopefully they get him back soon, but will it be too late? That's the question. And I hear you on the linebackers and the drafting overall with Howie Roseman, Donnell Pumphrey. Saw him in some Eagles gear on the sideline. Just bad. We talked about it on the pregame show, Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt, names like that. And now Nick Chubb from last year, you trade back into the second round. Yes, you like Dallas Goedert. Oh, man. Okay. 610-632-0975. We take this quick break. We come right back. We start off with Walt on the other side. A couple of others, Kevin, Mark, Mike, Brian, and Bilal. We'll talk Eagles and some Sixers mixed in as well. Let's do it on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Bam! Two hands slam! Ben Salmon.
Sixers Heat. Tonight at 7:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac ETS 15-227. Previous rental miles $299.95 for 84 months. Financing with zero down. Event ends 11/30/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck lowers prices on 2018 Cadillacs. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month, zero down. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices means low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Or 2018 XT5 SUVs from $20,000 off. 2018 XTSs from $23,000 off. 2018 Escalade up to $25,000 off original MSRP. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices mean low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Cadillacs, Cadillacs, and more Cadillacs. Sign and drive 18 Cadillacs from $299 a month, zero down at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Wonder why tasters swirl the wine? To release its powerful aromas. The smell of grandma's cooking on Thanksgiving and the aromas of a great Zinfandel? Sublime.
Heating up in the kitchen, preparing for the big meal? Cool down with a chilled glass of bubbly before the party arrives.
No time to shop? Good thing I know where to find the perfect bottle in a pinch.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Whether it's a dry or sweet Riesling, try it with the cranberry sauce for a perfect pairing.
Don't stress about choosing the right wine for a meaningful gift.
Consider me your wine concierge. Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $4,099 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 12/2/19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Ride. Take delivery by 11/12/18.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Ocean Prime, Philadelphia, tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano and Lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ocean Prime Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a glass of wine from their Wine Spectator Honored Wine List and enjoy any of their featured appetizers from their special lounge menu. Sal Palantonio live from Ocean Prime, Philadelphia, tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Make your reservation now at ocean-prime.com or call 215-563-0163.
The moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Save time and money at Meineke with all your service and auto repair needs. Receive free towing when you become a Meineke Rewards member. Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
At the end of the day, though, that's a good football team. That's a good defense. And they did some things early to kind of get us out of our rhythm a little bit. So you got to tip your hat to them at some point. And I thought we made great adjustments at halftime. You know, it's too little too late.
That's not true!
It is not true. Thank you, Pat Egan, producing the show, as always. Great job during the in-game, during the football game yesterday. I'm sure he and Tyler had a fun time as the Eagles.
We did.
Lost to the Dallas Cowboys. 610-632-0975. Carson, you're always a great guy, but stop lying. That was not a good football team, and you guys weren't a good football team yesterday, and it should not have turned out that way. And that's why we're all angry at what we saw and why this record now stands at 4-5 after losing to that pitiful Dallas Cowboy team. 610-632-0975. Mark, I see you. I don't want to hear it, to be perfectly honest with you, but we'll get to Mark in a bit. Right now we go to Walton Southwest on 97.5. Walt, what do you think of yesterday's game, man? What happened?
Hey, man. I got a few things to say about that. First of all, I agree with you on the coaching. The coaching was real, real bad. And lately, when they've been playing at home, they've been playing, instead of playing like the Super Bowl champs, they're playing like the Super Bowl chumps. And they're playing so bad at the link, the King Sexton Road Runners can be done right now at the link. You agree with me?
If who came in?
The King Sexton Road Runners.
Oh, no, we ain't going that far. No.
Because they're playing bad at home. At the rate, they're playing real bad.
Yeah, and before this, Walt, they were the team to beat at home. You could not beat them at home. Now, all of a sudden, they cannot win at home.
Yep. Hey, everybody, Mike, can I get Jackie a shout-out? Shout-out to Jackie.
All right, you just did, man. Thanks for the call, Walt. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Let's now go to Mark in Philly, who's the Cowboys fan. Mark, what do you want, man?
Devon, I'm not even here to brag about the
game. Because I got a quick finger today, man. I got a quick finger.
Don't bang on me. No, that's the thing. I had a conversation with my friend at work. So, going to Super Bowl and then not make the playoffs were Broncos after Elway retired, and then Oakland with John Gruden and them. So, the question I had asked my friend is that if y'all don't go to the playoffs, is this a fluke? Was your Super Bowl a fluke if you don't make the playoffs after winning the Super Bowl?
No, I guess only because history says that it's tough for a lot of guys to get back to the postseason. But
don't make excuses. You got to say yes.
No. I'm not going to say it was a fluke because, listen, man, they won, what, 9 in a row at the end of the year, and they got hot. So you can't sit there and say it was a fluke because they did it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can try to couch it however you want. They got it done.
Man.
They got it done. Know. No, Mark, I'm not going with the fluke because they got
it's
it done.
Fluke,
and they got it done with the backup. They got it done with backups in other places.
That makes it all more a fluke, man. And then how your defense fall apart, if other than your secondary, everywhere else you got semi-upgraded. If you think about your line, you got Mike Bennett and Nada should be killing the scene.
Nah, man.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not with the fluke part, man. Thanks so much, man. 610-632-0975. You're right. He wasn't a bad Cowboys fan in terms of what he was saying, but asking if it was a fluke, absolutely not. Not a fluke at all. No, they won that Super Bowl. New England tried everything they possibly could to defeat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and they did not get it done. It was not a fluke. You got on a roll. 610-632-0975. And again, I put the blame at the foot of the coaches, Doug Peterson, offensively, and Jim Schwartz, defensively. Now, 20 points put up by the Eagles. Got it. Still not enough. Fourth and one. And I'm a big Josh Adams guy. Fourth and one. Take the points. We do like when Doug Peterson gets aggressive and goes for it on fourth and whatever. We love it. Sometimes you do just simply have to take the points. And right in that spot where they were in Dallas territory, fourth and one, I just don't like the call. Take the points. Take the field goal. I'm good right there. Defensively, the Eagles score. They just march right back down the field, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and the rest of the weapons that they had. I mean, come on. The coaches had to be better, and why were they not prepared yesterday? Inge on the cell is next on the Fanatic. Inge.
Yo, dude, speaking of last night's game, man, they better make the playoffs next year. Next year is the key.
I agree with you.
I mean, if they don't make the playoffs next year, then you got to get concerned.
Concerned about the team overall or specifically someone?
Team overall, they can get back. But look, I've heard all week saying, you know, that the defense, 18 points a game, look, and second against the rush, you know? But if you have eyeballs, you could tell that defense was leaking and it was terrible. So I wasn't surprised at all about it because you knew. If you're a decent offense, like a poor offense like the Jaguars, scored 18 points, you knew a decent offense against the Eagles, they're going to score in the mid-20s, no question. But I, having said all that, I blame last night's game on the offense. As the big brother, you have to score a minimum 30 points.
Listen, I agree with you in terms of the points they should have put up a lot more points than they did yesterday. I agree with you, but the defense in the position that they were in, Inge, every time the Eagles scored, you cannot give up a touch. It looked too easy.
Yeah, but you know they suck.
Yes, I do, but not that bad. It was too easy.
Fourth and 15, you don't remember?
25 yards they gave up on the third and 15 yesterday. I know you're talking about the fourth and 15 in Tennessee. I got it.
How about that screen, terrible. Whatever that was, that out pass. Look, they always do that. That's their signal. I mean, the biggest move the Eagles can make is get rid of the DC, but the Sixers real fast.
Real quick.
Don't tell me you didn't think that this move creates the 08 Celtics. We've become the 08 Celtics with Garnett, Pierce, Rondo and Ray Allen.
Why do you say that? How so?
No, look at the personnel. It's exactly, you know, it's not exact.
No,
but
I
think about the people. We are the 08 Celtics. Think about the irony.
You talking about Rondo being Ben Simmons and Garnett and Embiid. And,
Garnett has the same type of feel as Jimmy Butler, but he could be the, you know, same mentality.
Well,
if
that's the case, then they better win the championship like they did in 08. You know, it's going to be tough trying to beat the Golden State Warriors, get out of the East first. Toronto is a fantastic team. Milwaukee is much better than people give them credit for. And Boston, I think, will get it together. They will find a way to figure things out. Yes, they have a lot of pieces, but I'm sure you would want to have that problem as well. And if it was your team, you would say, oh, they'll be fine. They have enough. So I don't want to hear they have too much. That's a lot. It's a good problem to have. Brian on the cell is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Brian?
Devon, how are you making out?
I'm making out, man. I don't know how I'm making out, but I am making out because that loss yesterday was terrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
What's the problem?
I've been so tired all year of everybody talking about how they're the best team in the division. Okay, so you're the tallest midget in the circus. Is that what I expected after a Super Bowl season? But what I really wanted to talk about was Jimmy Butler.
No, I didn't expect this after a Super Bowl season. I thought they would at least be at best 11 wins, at worst 10, but still win the division.
If you can't win 9 games in that division, that is absolutely pitiful.
We shall find out.
But about the Jimmy Butler trade, okay. You know, the one thing that came out of it that I haven't heard anybody say, you got somebody to eat Robert Covington's contract, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bad contract, though, Brian.
$14 million a year?
Yeah, that's nothing. In today's NBA, of course not.
I mean, for a guy that if he's not making three-point shots, he's not going to the basket. He's an overrated defensive player. I'm tired of guys taking him off the ball and hearing that he's first-team All-NBA defense.
Well, here's a real fast, Brian. I mean, I know there's a lot of times you can get on Robert Covington, but through the 13 games, he's actually playing all right. And I understand he can't stay in front of Kemba Walker and some of the other more elite guys who can get to the basket. Thanks for the call. Have been able to get by him. It's not more so about his foot speed, more about his hands and his quickness with his hands and recovery ability than it is keeping somebody in front of him. And I know if you have a shutdown defender on the perimeter, you really want him to be able to keep the player in front of him. That's not what he was. He may not have been a first-team defender, all-NBA first-team defender, or warranted that, but he was or is a very, very good defender in this league. And the contract is not bad at all. But you get Jimmy Butler, he is better, of course, than Covington and Šarić combined. That's why you make the move. But Covington, to your point, was good enough to help you get Jimmy Butler. 610-632-0975. I don't feel like defending Robert Covington tonight. Maybe later. Maybe Wednesday, but not tonight. Let's go to the break real quick. Take a little breather. Kevin, Lance, Izzy, John, Bilal, Chris, we got you on the other side. 610-632-0975. Your reaction to the Eagles' loss, and we're also taking some Jimmy Butler phone calls as well because we can't ignore it right here on Fanatic.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery, and we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $4,099 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 12-2-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11-12-18.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24-7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue. Catch all the games this season in our newly renovated game room with pool tables, dartboards, ping pong, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all the games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. And I have breaking news. If you can't make it to Cottman Avenue, Nick's now has a second location at 4501 Woodhaven Road outside the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Nick's Roast Beef at KDO's is now open with live entertainment every weekend and all the games, including a 140-inch TV. Tell them Jason Martinez sent you.
Tax and tax additional on select models with approved credit. Previous rentals, 84-month financing with zero down, 40% off used 2018 Buick LaCrosse. Offers expire 11/30/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck lowers prices on Buicks and GMCs. Your choice, 2018 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Not a lease, you own it. Lower Buick and GMC prices means low payments. 18 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Over 275 factory fresh GMCs and Buicks reduced. Up to 40% off original MSRP. Save up to $17,000 at FC Kerbeck. 18 Terrain or Encore. $299 a month, zero down. Not a lease, you own it. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. 40% off original MSRP on Buicks and GMCs. Your choice, 18, Terrain, or Encore, $299 a month, zero down, not a lease, at FC Kerbeck, Buick, GMC.com.
Come join us.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Sports Talk, Glenn Mills, and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.45, 97.5, The Fanatic. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. In about a half hour, we hand things off to B. Seltz, Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com, for the pregame show as the Sixers are in Miami to take on the Miami Heat, minus Jimmy Butler. His press conference will be tomorrow, right around, what, 11 o'clock tomorrow from Camden, I believe it is, and then he will meet the team in Orlando. So good to have Jimmy Butler, of course, in town to be a part of this team. It's going to be interesting to see how things fit in. He will again face off against the Orlando Magic. First home game Friday against the Utah Jazz, and I think me and B. Seltz have a Sixers and 60 on that Friday night, so it'll be great to be in the building for Jimmy Butler's home debut as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. Eagles and Sixers on the table right now. Tip off at 7:30 against the Miami Heat tonight. Let's go to Kevin in North Philly on the Fanatic next. What's up, Kev?
What's going on? Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man, considering.
That's all right. I'm going to give you some, because I know you're a little bit negative on the Jimmy as well, but I'm going to give you some positive things.
Before that, Kev, I gave a bunch of positives. I just had a couple of negatives that still there for me.
Okay, I've been listening to you.
Okay.
All right. So, but I just want to say the organization made a good move. So what Mr. Big Collar did to us, basically almost messed up the whole situation with the process. Because the process is not over. The process is to win a championship. Sure, he took a lot of Hinkie's assets. But I have to commend the organization, at least Elton Brand, for trying to make a move here. But that's not the point
I want to make. No, it is. You just take the chance, man.
Yeah, and so he made a good, you know, I mean, Jimmy Butler, we got alpha dogs on our team. At least Embiid and then Simmons is alpha dogs. Because why would Simmons even make that point that you said, oh, we got soft players? And the two soft players got traded, be honest with you. They got traded. People don't want to hear that. They got traded. And Butler is an alpha dog as well. And I think he just wants to be around guys. I don't care if they're young or old, just has that fire to say, we can go to the championship. And I don't think what happened in Minnesota was those kind of guys. And I'm going to believe he's going to mesh right in with these guys. I don't think it's going to be no problems with Joel Embiid. I think all we need now is just some shooters. We need shooters. And like I said, this is my last point. I know this is crazy, but it might sound. If we can't get Kyle Korver, we might as well get Carmelo Anthony to see what he got left. He's going to be cheap.
No, I'm not doing that, man. I hear you. You want bodies and you see names. I got it. He's not a shooter. He's not shooting well enough to be on this team and be a shooter. I'm hard pass on Carmelo this time around. Last offseason when we were talking about this, or two off seasons, I believe it was, I was still thinking about it. As a matter of fact, it was two because he was just leaving New York before he got traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. At that point, yes. This time, no. I'll pass on Carmelo Anthony. We'll see about Kyle Korver and if he is, in fact, available and becomes a member of the 76ers and how they'll get it done. You do have to tip your hat to Elton Brand and the rest of his staff by getting this done. They're taking a shot. They're putting their neck out there and getting someone who is seen as a volatile player in the locker room, known around the league to have some issues. Again, with the teammates in his locker room, will he fit? We will find out. I think it will work. And I think it will work because Simmons and Embiid are not going to just sit there and take his stuff. I am also interested to see Brett Brown because I know I've said this before. And you know I don't have a problem saying it. Plenty of times in the past, other names have come up that may have a personality like Jimmy Butler, right? Someone who goes hard. And again, I like Jimmy Butler. I was just concerned of the bodies, you know, the whole body and what's going on and can you give him 5 years and still count on him 5 years down the line? Will Brett Brown be able to coach someone who I guess will bite back? To put it nicely, who will bite back? And it's not a bad thing. I don't mind that on my team. I don't mind that at all. But I've always heard from afar that Brett Brown never wanted that type of personality in his locker room.
You're a dog.
And I'll take the dog and Jimmy Butler because I've seen him do it. I need to see you do it in the playoffs, but I've seen you do it. I've seen you put up 55 at the center. And it was crazy when I saw it that night. Sitting there just saying, man, this dude can just fill it up. I liked him coming out of Marquette. 30th pick, Chicago. Jimmy Butler's a player, man. He's going to make this team better. And the expectations have been raised all around from the head coach to the players on the floor, the front office. Everybody is in on this one. And we'll see what happens. I still think they're a top four team in the Eastern Conference no matter what. The question is, can they beat Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee in a series to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully to the NBA Finals. That's why you make this move. Bilal in South Philly is next on the Fanatic. Bilal, what's going on?
Ron, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Can you turn that down for me?
Oh, sure. My fault, man. Let me straighten this out. Yeah.
Thank you.
How you feel today?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I ain't even going to get into the Eagles, man. You know, but I'm going to talk about these Sixers real quick. You know, I'm just not really, I'm not high on the Jimmy Butler thing, not as him being a player, but somebody made a statement and it was a person is available for a reason. And if he built like that and for him to be available for another team, it's because of,
well, Bilal, seems like we lost you, man. And to your point,
I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead. You're saying right, that so, for a reason, he's available for a reason. Well, you can say that for a lot of guys. I mean, listen, Paul George was available. Kawhi Leonard was available. Everybody has different reasons why they're available. And Jimmy Butler made his loud and clear, Bilal. He made it real clear as to why he was available. He wanted the contract extension. And, of course, to be the franchise player for that team, they did not give him the money that he wanted. And or at least commit to giving him the money in the offseason to get that extension. Therefore, he made that noise. I thought it was unprofessional, but he did it.
I'm just afraid that he's going to come and mess up the chemistry. But real quick, I want your comment on this.
if he comes in and he plays accordingly and they don't make the playoffs or they don't stand up to a certain status and team, do you think Brett Brown got to go? Because, you know, I've never been a Brett Brown fan.
Well, I know, but
you know, I am about my Sixers.
I do. And here's my thing in terms of when you say Brett Brown has to go or the team doesn't make a certain level in the playoffs, second round, third round, whatever it might be, Eastern Conference Finals. For me, it's always about how did it happen? And we don't know that yet. So I can't say that Brett Brown would need to be let go. How did it happen? Now, we criticized him for the Boston series because we looked at it and said he got outcoached. Now,
right.
In this particular case, we don't know yet. So I think it's a little unfair to say if they don't do a certain thing, they're going to make the playoffs. So it's a matter of where, Bilal, do you feel like they need to get to in the playoffs for it to be satisfactory if it's not winning a championship, which I think they will this year.
I think they need to get to the conference finals. Like, if we got a big three, like they say now, and Butler come here and ball out, we can't be losing games because of Brett Brown. We lost a lot of games last year because of Brett Brown. We lost some games this year because of Brett Brown. We can't be doing that, man. Like, I just don't think he's going to take us to the mountaintop. I really don't, man. I just don't see it.
Well, we'll find out, man. There have been some people, Bilal, like you, who do not like Brett Brown as a head coach and feel like he is not the one to get them over the hump. Now he has the people to help him potentially get him over the hump. Will he make the right game calls, roster substitutions, and maybe even in some sense roster construction, helping out Elton Brand and the rest of the people in the front office making these decisions? Were his hands in this? I'm sure it was. They came to him and said, hey, would you mind having Jimmy Butler? We understand the situation. It's tough, all that. He's involved in all of this, too. So everybody is on the hook. Everybody has the spotlight on him. And the Sixers certainly do, not just in Philadelphia, but league-wide as well. 610-632-0975. Sixers Heat minus Jimmy Butler at 7:30 here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer will get you ready with the pregame coverage starting around 7:20. So that means we're out of here at 7:15. 20 minutes to go for us. We'll take all the calls. Chris, Paul, Lance, Izzy, John, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. Eagles lose. Terrible. Sixers add Jimmy Butler. Great. Let's take your phone calls on the other side here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens. 97.5. The Fanatic. Dallas sucked. Well, this week the Birds sucked. The before-the-game brawl may have been the most exciting event of the night. The game opens with a Wentz interception, and the night went downhill from there. A flat offense and a defense with no sense of urgency. Simply put, the defense was awful. Just awful. The boos are back, and the world champions deserved it. The Eagles have lost three straight games at home, and now the Saints. And we're in dire straits to make the playoffs. Is there any hope left for this season? Yeah, we're talking about it on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $4,099 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 12-2-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11-12-18.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really need it. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Ocean Prime Philadelphia tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano and Lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ocean Prime Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a glass of wine from their Wine Spectator Honored Wine List and enjoy any of their featured appetizers from their special lounge menu. Sal Palantonio live from Ocean Prime Philadelphia tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Make your reservation now at ocean-prime.com or call 215-563-0163.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. Check out more entertainment options at Tropicana Atlantic City throughout November. Friday, November 16th, Lou Neglia's Ring of Combat is back by popular demand. The Guess Who appear on November 17th, rocking out to their classic hits. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or at Tropicana's box office. Visit Tropicana.net, must be 21. And have you heard? The William Hill Sportsbook at Tropicana Atlantic City is now accepting bets. Place your bets in the North Tower and watch the games at Chickens and Pete's, a damn good sports bar, Hooters, and Rira Irish Pub. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Here's to a whole lot of celebrating.
I recommend pairing sweet foods with even sweeter tasting wines. This Thanksgiving, enjoy pumpkin pie with a delicious Moscato.
We have aisle upon aisle of party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world. And I know where to find them all.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
My top tip, not all gifts have to be for others. Treat yourself.
Crisp whites like a floral Sauvignon Blanc pairs perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Now that's how you kick off a holiday meal.
Most adults smile an average of 20 times a day. Make that 21 for someone you love with the perfect bottle from Total Wine & More.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac ATS 15-227 previous rental miles, $299.95 for 84 months, 20 with zero down. Event ends 11/30/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck lowers prices on 2018 Cadillacs. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month, zero down. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices means low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Or 2018 XT5 SUVs from $20,000 off. 2018 XTSs from $23,000 off. 2018 Escalade up to $25,000 off original MSRP. Sign and drive 2018 Cadillac ATS from $299 a month. Lower 2018 Cadillac prices mean low payments from $299 per month, zero down. Cadillacs, Cadillacs, and more Cadillacs. Sign and drive 18 Cadillacs from $299 a month, zero down at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It is the 7 o'clock hour, 7:01, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Pat Egan producing the show behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens. We're here with you for another 17 minutes before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the Sixers pregame show, as the 76ers are in Miami to take on the Miami Heat. No Jimmy Butler tonight. You will see him in uniform sporting the 23 for the Sixers on Wednesday as they travel to Orlando to take on the Orlando Magic. So that will be a fun time. Tomorrow, the press conference live from the Sixers training complex in Camden. So I'm assuming we'll have that coverage right here on the Fanatic. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I think that's what we're going to do here tomorrow. You can hear Jimmy Butler in his first introductory press conference as a member of the 76ers. Hear all of the responses, the questions, the answers, and it's going to be a new era, of course, of Sixers basketball, and it's certainly going to be fun. Expectations are high, and I'm sure everybody's up for it who will be lacing them up and stepping on that floor as a member of the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Eagles 27-20, ugly loss to the Cowboys yesterday. How do you feel? Why are we here? How did it happen? Who is most to blame? I put it at the hands of the head coach, Doug Peterson, and defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. That's why they lost yesterday, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. All right, let's run these phone calls before we get to some Sixers hoops here on the Fanatic. Let's head to Upper Darby and Chris next on the Fanatic. Chris, what's going on?
What's up, Devon? I agree with you. The head coach, one, and the defensive coordinator, number two. The head coach is not helping out the defensive coordinator at all when you're not scoring points in the first half. I mean, I think at one point it was like the time of possession was like 19 to like 6 or 19 to like 8 minutes.
Right, right.
And they're not scoring any points. I mean, if you look at their stats, I don't remember the last time they scored a touchdown in the first quarter. I think there might have been only one time this year. So I don't...
No, they've been awful in the first quarter. Just terrible.
Terrible.
And how many times, Chris, have we talked about they need to get off to a good start? Last year, we would see it plenty of times where they got off to a good start. They would get the lead, hold the lead. The defense can play a certain way, the way Jim Schwartz likes, and just go to work. But right now, man, they just cannot get things going early.
And that's head coaching. I don't know if you heard, but Carson Wentz said, I don't know if it was Carson Wentz, but it was like he said that the script is very predictable. Teams are knowing what the plays are calling.
You talking about the first 15?
Yeah, the first 15. If you look at it, I don't hear kill anymore. I think he's just calling the plays that Doug's calling. He doesn't audible out anything, and he's staring down stuff. But my sister's point is, what do you think the lineup's going to be? You think Fultz goes to the bench?
That's a good question, Chris. Listen, thanks for the call, man. I'll answer it while you listen on the radio. Here's my take on that. I'll share this. I think many people have known I've long wanted J.J. Redick to still remain in the starting lineup. So here's what I would do. Two options. I would go with J.J. Redick back in the starting lineup with Markel Fultz, Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons will defend the fours. You can switch a little more with Butler and Simmons, depending on who the four is. You can also switch with Fultz, Redick, or Fultz and Butler at times. That would be one of the options for me. My second option would likely be J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Wilson Chandler at the four. This way, those two guys can swap defensively because of their size, their ability to be versatile defensively. And, of course, Joel Embiid. This way, Markel Fultz can now come off the bench. He can be your lead guy off the bench for the 76ers along with Landry Shamet, who is not on the ball in the first place. You can have him coming off the ball and being a J.J. Redick type for the second unit. And you know they're going to mix in a lot of things with those guys with the starters anyway. So those are my two options, Chandler as a starter at the power forward, Fultz to the bench, or just simply put Redick in the starting lineup. Keep Markel Fultz out there because you still need shooting out there on the floor with that team. 610-632-0975, Sixers Heat, 7:30 tip, pregame with Brian Seltzer right around 7:20 here on the Fanatic. Lance is in Arizona who wants to talk some birds on the Fanatic. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, Devon, a couple of things. One, at some point we have to look at Doug Peterson coming off a bye and the team just not playing well to start.
1-2, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, they were down 21-10 to the Lions in his first year. They were down last year 9-7 to the Cowboys. They were down 13-3 this year. And when they played the Falcons coming off a bye in the playoffs, they fumbled their first possession. That's consistency that they haven't been good coming off the bye. So that's one issue. And then there's two plays to me in that game that sum up what's going on with the Eagles. That screen on 3rd and 2 when they're trying to tie the game up. You go back to 2016, it's almost identical to the same screen they called with Darren Sproles, and they lost 6 yards when they were up 23-16 and then had to punt the ball, and the Cowboys came back and won. And the next play I'm talking about, last year when they played Dallas on that Sunday night, Jeffrey had an amazing catch at the goal line for a touchdown. That is exactly the same route they ran on that.
Uh-huh.
The only difference is the ball was not placed where Jeffrey could make a play on it like that to get the touchdown. He got lit up.
Yeah, so, and then he also missed him yesterday along the sideline where he it wasn't really his fault. The offensive line started to collapse again, and he had to throw it, and he had just too much air underneath it where he couldn't hit Alshon Jeffrey along the sideline before they went into the half, if you remember, before Dallas scored, and it was tipped away by Awuzie. So, you know, things happen, and that's what's happened. Last year, the Eagles got the breaks. This year, not so much.
Yeah, and another thing that just really irritates me is the last 2 weeks we've heard about with tape, we're going to be creative, we're going to be creative, we're going to do all these things, we're going to be creative.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything out there last night that was, besides that hook and ladder, what was so creative that they've worked on for 2 weeks? They could have went and watched the Lions game plan against the Cowboys earlier this year and used tape better just doing what they did.
I don't have an answer for that one, Lance. The only thing I can say, man, thanks for the call, is yesterday Jason Avant doing the pregame show with Bob Cooney and I, when we were on, he talked about how he doesn't know the full playbook, of course, but he should at least know the playbook for the Dallas game, and it would tell him a lot depending on what packages he was in, especially the no-huddle stuff, the quick things that he would be out there. If he was out there, that just means he's further along than Jason had thought, and we saw him for a decent amount of snaps, but not a lot. And certainly not a lot of targets, only 4-2 catches for Golden Tate in his debut for 19 yards. Not enough. Not enough. You wanted to see some more creativity, and it didn't mean for those trick plays. It just simply mean more creativity to get him the ball, period. 610-632-0975. Israel in Elkins Park joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Izzy?
What's going on? Listen, I'm going to make this brief. I know everybody got to go. We're going to say this. The Eagles last year showed us that they were a Super Bowl team throughout the season. Flat out, I knew we were going to the Super Bowl when we hit the field goal against the Giants.
In week number three, huh?
Yeah, this is not a Super Bowl team. So that's done. We're cooked. The party's over. I'll still take my Super Bowl win in a mediocre season. They better not come with this crap next year.
Well, I'm not there. I'm not there. Go ahead, the Sixers.
Sixers. Jimmy Butler. I'm telling you, Jimmy Butler put us in the NBA Finals. Boston looks shaky. Toronto's off to a good start, but Joel Embiid, by far, is having the best. He's no minutes restrictions. He said he won MVP. If Ben Simmons get a jump shot, we got it. We're looking at a dynasty.
Well, he hasn't shown us anything, Izzy, to say he has a jump shot or at least a semblance of a jump shot yet. So I like the optimism. I hope that is true. And I think they make a move like this because they do feel like that's what they're putting themselves in position to do, which is make a deep run into the playoffs and hopefully into the NBA Finals. Let's go back to the phones as we go to John and Gladwin on the Fanatic next. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Got a couple of Eagles comments. The difference between 4-5 and 6-3 is not that much. And here we
it's
go.
It's not that
again.
Much, but that's what they are. The record
right.
says who they right. are who they are.
Right. But here we go again. The failure to run the ball
yep.
has probably cost them a couple wins. And back to this 45-50 passes is not going to work. It doesn't work over and over again. It hasn't worked. If, regarding New Orleans this week,
mm-hmm.
if they don't run the ball 28 to 30 times, we're not going to win the game.
Basically saying try to run and not allow them to get points on the board so you're not, as you just said, shooting out with Drew Brees?
Is not going to be a win.
I hear you.
That's their only shot. They need to do exactly what Dallas did. Pound the rock. That's how you beat or have a chance to beat a team superior to you. Cut the game down, pound the rock, and keep the ball away from you.
Try to make it a 24-20 win instead of a 34-20 loss.
Right.
Right. I hear you. Hey, listen, John, you make a lot of good points, man, of course. Appreciate it as always. Control the clock against the Drew Brees-led New Orleans Saints, minus Dez Bryant because he has the torn Achilles. It's messed up. Paul in South Jersey is next on the Fanatic. Paul, what's happening, man?
Hey, Devon, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for making it.
Hey, anytime. You know, I just wanted to touch base with Jimmy Butler and all that. lot of the trade stuff. I liked your theoretical lineups that you were speaking about.
Which one do you like best?
JJ, Jimmy, the one with basically Wilson Chandler, or maybe even Mescal in it for.
Okay.
We still have to give Volt time. I want to see him develop, but if we get to that 25, 30 games sometime through December, January, obviously Brett's probably going to start looking into, hey, if it's not working so far with Volt, maybe we need to put him back on the bench.
And he's already said that. He said he's not tied to it, and if he has to make a decision and make a change, he will.
Yeah, I like that. And, I really like the idea of Reddick. Right now the team would be better with Reddick starting, statistically speaking, but I also like with what Jimmy brings, because he likes to thrash the inside, that can let JJ bounce to the outside where he's comfortable to take those shots off the pass. But I really like what Jimmy's going to bring with, the fourth quarter offense.
Yep.
That he brings. It keeps people from rallying. Also, it helps you close out games. I'm just, I'll miss Super Dario and, Rocco, even though Rocco is streaky and a lot of people like to hate on him, and I know you have to defend him half the time. But, he's a good defender, and yeah, he was streaky, but sometimes he's great, and sometimes he's, the worst enemy on the court. But, at the end of the day, I'll definitely take Butler. I don't know too much about Patton in the deal, but
Patton was he's an athletic 4-5, more so of a 4 in college. And he could, basically he can rim run. He's a rim runner, and defensively, he can be a weak side shot blocker, help out in that way. Now, he did not have his option picked up for year number 3, so the Sixers are not on the hook. Paul, thanks for the call for him. That's what he was in college. If you remember with Creighton, local guy Maurice Watson, who was at Creighton, and it was a very good point guard, that's what really helped Justin Patton become a top 20. Well, I don't even remember if he was top 20. He might have been top 20. But a first-round pick, nevertheless, top 20 pick in that NBA draft. He was very good. Of course, a lot people like Rashawn Holmes. I'm not going to say he's Rashawn Holmes, but in terms of excitement, athleticism, shot blocking, weak side shot blocking, that's what he provides. Will he give them minutes? I have no idea. We have no idea. But, of course, Jimmy Butler is the big addition for the 76ers. Sixers Heat coming up at 7:30 in 15 minutes. Brian Seltzer in about 8 minutes with the pregame. So let's go to Bill in Schwenksville on 97.5. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, good, Devon. I'm in agreement. My only issue with Butler, I like the Butler trade. I just hope he's not a Carmelo 2.0, kind of a problem type thing. Not to say that he is, but you just hope that he's not. Now, I liked your first lineup, Devon, and that's, talking to my buddies. I would go with Reddick, I like Fultz at the point a little bit more, sharing the ball with Simmons, but him a little bit better at point. Mm-hmm. Simmons, Reddick, and then Butler and Embiid as the starters. Now, my only thing is right now, I told you this last time, it's still driving me crazy. I just can't stand the treatment of Fultz. And I'm not saying, Fultz is going to be a superstar, but again, the last game, he keeps saying he wants to let him grow and this and that. And Fultz had a good game last game. And
he did.
Again, he came in the third quarter. They got their biggest lead of the game, and he started the fourth quarter and they continued that lead. And then they took him out. And of course, they lost the lead and lost the game. And he rewards Shamet, who was shooting 1-for-15. And he doesn't reward Fultz. And it's got to be absolutely aggravating to Fultz, and he's getting to the rack and starting to play defense. You see him diving for balls, and he's actually playing. I just feel like Brown's not rewarding that hustle and that play. And I feel like McConnell gets those minutes because that's what he does.
Because he trusts him.
And Fultz is doing those things and showing him. I want to see that, I just want to see that trust in that, him finishing up the games, because like you said, the Sixers are going to make the playoffs, but this is the time for a Fultz to grow. And the Sixers with this organization, of the psychological stuff, first with Okafor and things like that, now with him, I just don't like the handling of it. And I kind of agree. I'm not saying Brett Brown's not a good coach. I think he's a good coach, but I don't think he's a great coach. And it's like Doug Collins had the Bulls. He's a great coach, but it maybe took a Phil Jackson to get them over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the Sixers, a Brad Stevens would handle you know, the psychology a little bit different with the Fultz. And I think that Brown, you know, is a little bit old school. And, you know, it's just hurting watching Fultz's development when he's coming in every game.
Well, listen, man, he's got an opportunity here, Bill. Thanks for the call. Well, he's going to be a fourth option, and pressure is going to be on him, but not as much as before to just perform, especially if he's going to be leading that second unit. Listen, guys, we got to get ready to go. Hand it off to Brian Seltzer. We will be back after the game for In the Post as the Sixers again are in Miami to take on the Heat. We will talk about it after the game. Coming up next, before we do that, thank you so much, Pat Egan. He'll be back after the game with us as we do In the Post. Sixers, Heat, 7:30 pregame with Brian Seltzer. That's coming up now right here on the Fanatic. Enjoy the game.